So it is the final look at sports this morning. World number one, Jannik Sinner, says he's ready to play great tennis at Wimbledon following a disappointing June. He was, of course, beaten by Carlos Alcaraz in an epic French Open final, then lost in the second round in a tournament in Germany, his only grass court warm-up tournament this year. Sinner then changed some of his coaching team, but he says he's prepared for his first round match with Italian Luca Nardi.
I feel ready. We are practicing very well. What happened in the past is in the past already. So I feel good. I feel, especially mentally, I feel in a very good spot.
Yeah, Coco Gauff says she's not putting too much pressure on herself into Wimbledon as the recently crowned French Open champion. Gauff starts her campaign today against Ukraine's Diana Yastremenko.
Oh, that would be really hard. And I understand why it hasn't been done that often. I mean, except, I guess, Carlos, he makes it pretty easy in Novak, too. I mean, it is a quick turnaround. I think that's the reason why this kind of double is so hard. It is a quick turnaround. But I would love to do that.
Yeah, it is a jam-packed day. Djokovic begins his latest attempt to make history when he starts his campaign this afternoon. The seven-time champion faces Alexander Muller of France. Djokovic coming into the tournament as the sixth seed.
I don't chase the rankings anymore in that regard. I am trying to play the best tennis in Grand Slams and trying to win Grand Slams. You know, that hasn't changed.
So, Darren Moore, there's been quite an interesting comment coming out of Wimbledon after day one. I don't know if you noticed this, but there's no line judges. Everything is AI.
I thought something was different.
I thought as well, eh?
I thought maybe they'd made the court wider because there's just so much more space on the edges.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Yeah, so there's no line judges. But the players, some of the players, especially on the courts outside, are saying that the calls from the AI voices is too low. So players are unsure. Like, it's like, oh. Instead of the auntie who used to say, ah! You know,
yeah.
So it's I wanna actually, because now I remember, I'm like, oh yes, for the first time, I think in 148 years,
yeah,
no line judges, 300 jobs lost to your bra AI.
My bra,
yeah, you like AI. Fits. So yeah, interesting times ahead at Wimbledon, and then news just in. It's according to reports for now, not confirmed, but Bloom Celtic could be back in the PSL for next season with the unraveling of the status of SuperSport United has been bought apparently by a young Bloemfontein businessman for amount of 50 million rands. The club, if the rumours are true, will operate as Celtic United. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.